there may be some news.
Okay. News like he might be signing?
That's as far as I'm going to go.
What's giving you this confidence?
Have you ever heard of attorney-client privilege?
Yeah. Can say. Is he watching the NFL this season?
Yeah, I think you can see that if you take a look at his...
Instagram.
He's watching the Miami Dolphins.
Is there a team? Okay,
for
so that's
Stills
team.
And for Stills and the other guys who are kneeling, yeah, absolutely. Colin and Nessa, they watch, and Eric watches. And so, yeah, the guys are fans and players.
So he likes the Dolphins. He might want to join the Dolphins if he's allowed to.
I wouldn't say join the Dolphins. I've got two other teams that will remain nameless.
Oh, come on. Give us a hint.
I'll just say this. If Al Davis was still alive, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Hey, did you hear that Meek Mill wants to do a... he's going to do an anthem, a Colin Kaepernick anthem.
I've heard that. You know who Meek Mill was visited by when he was in custody?
Tell the folks at home.
Robert Kraft.
Bingo. This guy knows everything.
I know. He's a sports guy. Hey, wait.
You know, when I brought Meek Mill, a nice hot dog slice.
A grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Meek, you like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grilled slice. You like that? All right, so the only reason we're bringing up Kaepernick right now is because
I love Robert Kraft, like, hanging out with these guys. Like, it's like the world's longest midlife crisis, only it's happening in his 70s.
I got Air Force Ones,
like,
baby.
Dressing like a movie director, growing his hair out a little bit.
I have told the people at the Patriots, like, I want to interview Robert Kraft for, like, an hour and talk nothing about football. Yeah. All I want to talk about
are his
friends and his sneakers.
Yeah.
And, like, his obsession with sneakers.
Ross is a good guy.
Right. Ricky Rose, that's my guy.
We split a nice lemonade. All right, so the only reason we're bringing up Kaepernick is the clip that Rich just played. I believe Rich and I feel the same way about this, is that as much as anything, I think in this market, and Bert agrees, I think, too, in this market, if you look at the success Nike's had with young people, using Kaepernick as a marketing tool, I think that that would help.
It's the most liberal state in the country, I think, right?
Yeah,
it's
I think it would help.
State in America where every county voted for Hillary.
Right, and so every NBA is the only league that I think is succeeding in this, but every league wants to appeal to younger people, and they're having an incredibly tough time with it. And this is an opportunity to bring someone to shake things up a little bit, I think, as a marketer, that it would make you money. And then also on top of that, everyone who asked me outside the radio what I think about the kneeling, and I said, "Is what is any difference if you went to the circus and the guy that rides the elephant?"
Well, I'm just
like go hit each other on the field for 3 hours once a week, and that's all I care.
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is just like where my mom grew up. My mom grew up in Austria. Mm-hmm. I just sort of have like this thing against like forced ceremony.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I understand.
There's something that's creepy about forced ceremony.
Sure.
I don't have I wouldn't kneel for the anthem, but there's something about like forcing ceremony on people that just.
Well, no, I stand up and take off my hat because it's like, what is it to me?
Yeah.
But if someone, if there's a guy in three rows, the guy three rows in front of me not standing up means as much to me as a football player kneeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what they do.
Here's what I care about. Brian Hoyer sucks. And I think it's worth giving Colin Kaepernick a try because I don't care how out of shape, whatever it is.
Why are you
the
laughing?
Dude played
you know
in the Super
right.
Bowl. Colin Kaepernick would be a better
Very
backup than Brian Hoyer.
Well, I mean,
he'd have to put his locker right next to Brady's.
the good influence.
Brian Hoyer's
Josh
not
Gordon
good.
On one side, Colin Kaepernick.
Just take
on
it straight down to a football level. Brian Hoyer sucks, and Colin Kaepernick would be an upgrade.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I can't believe nobody is talking about... The first thing I thought of when I heard the news was Kraft's affiliation or past affiliations with Trump.
Right.
You think this could be a way for him to sign Kaepernick and kind of distance himself?
That's an excellent point.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
But it's also a good point in the other side, because even though, you know, I know that on the maybe in public he wants to distance himself in order to keep his players, you know, keep favor with his players, there's also... probably part of him that doesn't want to piss off Donald
All right,
Trump.
But well, there is that, like, you guys saw that, remember that anecdote from the Leibovich book, which was Arthur Blank basically confronting Robert Kraft about Trump and saying, you know what a problem this guy's been for us. Like, why are you supporting him?
And Rich, how much do you think Trump truly, viscerally dislikes kneeling during the anthem.
Oh, I think. Will it cause trouble? Could he cause trouble for somebody who defies him? Oh, it would be a big deal.
I don't think he actually cares.
Yeah, do you think he actually cares? If you put him on a lie detector, do you think he cares?
Let's just no, probably not. But however, would he cause trouble for the person that signed him? Absolutely, well, because he knows publicly that's what a lot of people are.
I think he's playing the hits
when he does that.
I understand, but I think that when the lights. When the camera lights are off, they go to some club all together, and they're all billionaires. I mean, I'm not joking.
He wouldn't, it fits into that whole thing where, like, Trump wouldn't take a leak on his base if they were on fire. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. He knows that this ignites people. This ignites people in the South.
It ignites his base.
Obviously, but Brian Hoyer sucks, and Colin Kaepernick would be way better if you got him in here. On top of that, we're getting a ton of people saying, if that guy wants to give up his season tickets, I'll be the first
one to have to hop over to get my ticket.
Well, and believe me, I care about 50-year-olds. Please listen to our show.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that the Patriots, if they could increase their cred and, I don't know the way to put it, but their, if they could appeal to young people more than they do, it would be huge for them. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I agree with you guys completely. You know, I agree with the marketing and everything. The one thing you got to keep in mind, however, is that these guys are in the public light. They're quote-unquote role models. Just like in the movie industry, right? You could say, hey, Weinstein, go make films. I don't care what you do outside of it. But they're role models, actors, athletes. So we only collectively on our conscience, we have to care what they do in a way.
Okay, but Weinstein committed crimes.
I mean, comparing Weinstein.
And also, I would argue that the NFL...
That's the epitome of a bad example.
The NFL employs guys that do a bunch of bad stuff. And again, like... What is your kid gonna do? Like if he sees Kaepernick kneeling, what's he gonna do? That's like
this.
Listening to satanic music. What are you gonna do?
Go make a witch brew? The Michael Sam thing.
So, in 2014,
I think it was, Michael Sam was coming off of winning SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and the owners got a feeling like this guy might not get drafted. He's not that good a prospect, but it's gonna look really bad. And so the league office basically, my understanding was, gamed it to some degree that he would wind up getting drafted. And even after the Rams cut him, so he gets signed to the Cowboys practice squad. And I know people in that building who were saying that the coaches were telling the players, because Sam was a pain in the ass, right?
Right.
And for everybody who doesn't know, first openly gay football player to play in the NFL. The coaches were saying to some of the players, don't worry, only five more weeks, only 4 more weeks, only 3 more weeks. And if you guys remember, there was those pictures of Jerry Jones that came out that fall.
Yep.
And so the conspiracy theory that was floating around out there was, Jerry, you just made us look pretty bad. You're going to do us a solid here. You're going to take care of us here. You're going to take this guy onto your practice squad for a few weeks. So we don't look like we're blackballing him. And there are a group of owners who feel like this, they should have done the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. No, he's not a great player. It was hard for him to find a job. I mean, beyond just everything else, like he got to the point where it was going to be hard for him to find employment. Period.
Right.
The NFL to save themselves this trouble should have stepped in and said, let's find a landing spot for him. And if he fails, he fails. But at least then it doesn't, you know, look this way.
Well, think about this. I mean, this, you know, someone tweeted us, you know, what about the collusion case? One think this would help alleviate that. There's nothing the NFL would like more right now than to have Colin Kaepernick on a team. Don't you think they would be like, oh, well, yeah,
the league office would love.
Yes. We'll continue this conversation because I don't know if everyone is getting this, that from a marketing perspective in this market and with everything that's going on with the NFL, and Bert makes a good point, there's markets where this wouldn't work, where it would cost them local advertising. You know, there's people around here who, unfortunately, Rich and I are getting to this age. Wallach is way beyond it.
Yep.
Is that, you know, you start not mattering as much to the teams. They want to appeal to a young audience. And believe me, we want everyone, every sex, every proclivity, every race, every age listening to us.
By the way, Darren Revell just tweeted out, Nike is now the best performing stock in the Dow this year, up 36%.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I'm looking at that and I own a football team, I'm going, hey.
Well, I guess it's not going to be that as much of a backlash as we thought it would be.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we will return.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The guys are fans and players.
So he likes the Dolphins. He might want to join the Dolphins if he's allowed to.
I wouldn't say join the Dolphins. I've got two other teams that will remain nameless.
Oh, come on. Give us a hint.
I'll just say this. If Al Davis was still alive, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Hey, did you hear that Meek Mill wants to do a... He's going to do an anthem, a Colin Kaepernick anthem.
I've heard that. You know who Meek Mill was visited by when he was in custody?
Tell the folks at home.
Robert Kraft.
Bingo. This guy knows everything.
Yeah, I know. He's a sports guy. Hey, wait.
We had it!
Say what? A whole lot of lemonade for my boys tonight.
Don't torture me. I want to join you, but
oh,
I can't.
Please, they don't care. It wasn't about us.
I want to jump in the pool with you, but I can't.
Hey, run. Reverend, run. A nice hot dog for you.
Sliced.
You like that, right?
Sliced. Well, of course you like that, right?
It's tricky sometimes to get the slice right. Hey. D, I know you get all suckers who perpetrate and you lay down laws from state to state. But it's tricky to get you lemonade because you're always moving around to and fro.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right?
Don't. Fred, stop. I can't even look at you right now. It's
hey,
a Friday.
Listen.
I want to go home. I don't want to have a meeting.
You two slay all suckers who perpetrate. You lay down laws from state to state. That's cool.
I can't
That's
even
cool
look at Fred
me.
Right now. I
That's
can't
cool
look at
with me.
It is cool with him. And they do call him Mr. Lemonade.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, these hoes, they're all over the place. I'll tell you what, I'm at the basketball game with this guy over here, and Dr. J, he dunks,
yeah.
and this fakak, the guy goes, touchdown! He's illin'.
I know. See, in another life, I would have asked 420 Kraft what he thought of it, but I'm not going to do that.
I go to the guy, I turn to my friend, I go, Meek, this guy's illin'. Is he not? Oh, yeah.
No, stop! That should not be playing.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll tell you, you know. And I asked Mary several times, why are you bugging? And I go, you're bugging. I need a nice hug. I used to say that to Vinny Wilfork. I go, Vinny, why you bugging?
You gave him the kiss, too.
Yeah, I need you hugging. And I give him a nice
hug. You just give him a hug right there. Well, I mean, why not? He seems like, you know.
That's true.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
No, he was not Mr. Lemonade. That was somebody different.
I mean, to burn Run's kingdom, you must use fire. And I told the guys, I won't stop rocking till I retire. Don't worry about it. You got nothing to worry about. All right, so the rumor is that Kaepernick could be looked upon as a possibility for the New England Patriots. The reason we bring that up is the TMZ piece that Rich just played, where Kaepernick's lawyer obviously, he alluded to the fact that maybe that would be a possibility.
He doesn't seem to like the spotlight very much.
No, his lawyer hates it, as most lawyers do.
Low profile.
They're all very low profile. So, and then we were talking about how Nike stock has performed. It was the best performing stock in the Dow this year.
That's what Darren Revell tweeted out, yes.
Well, I mean, that man would know. So the point is that this could be good for the Patriots because they're trying to appeal to a younger audience. And ultimately, that's what they
and
want.
It should be said like how hard a time the NFL and all sports have had reaching that younger audience,
yes.
Which is why ratings are... why there's a ratings problem across the board in pro sports right now is because the younger audience, and you guys have kids that are older than mine, consume stuff way differently than any of us.
Sure.
Do.
Yeah. Well, my son's favorite sport is watching people play Fortnite.
Right. It's like really, really difficult to reach that audience. And if this is a way to reach that audience or to endear themselves to this audience, that audience, that's way more valuable than some 55-year-old.
What's
guy.
He asking for? Like, what does Kaepernick want? That's the other thing, too. I mean, is this a situation where he's asking for the moon and that's
again,
one of the reasons?
Like, I'm not positive that he even really, like, deep down, I'm not positive that he really wants to play.
Age factors in. I mean, he's 31 now. I mean, his mobility was key when he was good.
Does he want a starting
position? The people in San Francisco who were there when he was starting in 2016 didn't think he was fully engaged. So,
well, for a guy who wasn't fully engaged, he had a hell of a year.
Two years later, like he, look, there were serious questions about like whether or not he really wanted to keep playing football at that point. And that was 2 years ago. And that was without like the context we have now, which the context we have now is like, this is a guy who is now a brand and can make money without playing football. And so does he really want to play, or is all of this part of kind of the imaging of him? You know, like that this guy who's being like this guy who's being locked out of the NFL.
Okay.
Like there's, I think that's a fair question to ask. It's like, does he really want to get back in the league? Or is this kind of like,
is it better that he continued to be quote unquote blackballed
is it sort of a front, okay, like where it's like, I am the exiled.
Okay. Sure. You mentioned how great this would be, or actually a listener did, how great this would be for the NFL itself if he was signed, because of the whole collusion case and everything. Now we know that Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell, despite all the stuff that was, you know, happened in the last couple of years, you know, he's still one of the main owners, and I know that they still have a good relationship. They have a relationship.
He's one of the two or three most powerful owners.
And you talked about how there was other players where there was a little bit of talk like, hey man, maybe we should get this guy to, you know, be on a roster. That way it looks good for all of us. Do you think that there's any part of the commissioner's office that would approach someone like Robert Kraft and say,
oh, that's happened.
I'm saying Robert Kraft specifically.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if they think that this is, if 345 Park thinks that this is, that they're the best place or the most equipped place to handle Colin Kaepernick, and they're determined to get him on a roster, they would absolutely approach.
But what
him.
If Belichick doesn't think this guy like fits the scheme? That's the other thing. There's already tension.
And that's
there.
The thing is like that here you've got a coach who's got
a lot of power,
and so that could be the rub. Like what you're getting at there, that could be, you know, Robert can say, well, you know, I'll talk to Bill about it.
I mean,
know,
this might be final straw stuff. But I mean, if it's truly someone that Bill Belichick,
I don't think Robert Kraft is going to risk Bill Belichick deciding to throw his hands up and say, screw this, I don't want to deal with this anymore after all the drama they've dealt with over the last year.
Sure.
I don't think Robert Kraft would at all like jeopardize the future of the relationship with Belichick to bring Colin Kaepernick in to make the league happy. So no, he wouldn't go there.
Yeah, but we don't doubt that the league would prefer if Kaepernick, looking at the success Nike's had, that the league would like.
I don't think I think the league office would. Yes, I think the league office would favor the idea of him landing on a roster. I just don't think the teams have and again, I've gotten crushed for this, but the level of, I mean, look, I think the way you got to look at it is like the way a roster works. If you're a top five player in the roster, a top five player in an NFL roster, teams are willing to put up with almost anything. They're willing to put up with so much. And then you sort of move down the list. And so when Colin Kaepernick was a starting quarterback in this phenomenon in 2012, teams would have put up with a lot to bring him onto their roster. If you're the 30th or the 40th guy in the roster, they're willing to put up with almost nothing. Like, they want you to be blending in with the furniture. They want you, you know, it's like one of those seen, not heard things. Like, and so, you know, when Colin Kaepernick's value got to the point where if you're bringing him in now, he's by definition, because he may be going to be a backup, he's going to be the 30th or 40th guy in your roster. Now, all of a sudden, the equation changes. You're willing to put up with a whole lot less.
Mm-hmm.
And I hesitate to, like, you know, put up with the trouble, but that's really what it is. Like, no, I'm going to go get, like, Austin Davis or this guy who no one's ever heard of to fill out that spot in the roster. I don't want to deal with all that.
I think the marketing benefits outweigh that stuff. But
and now, yeah, you can now with the evidence from Nike, you could argue the other end of it. Yes.
All right. Bert Breer, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, see guys. You,
Bert. Talking about current events for a good half an hour. Look at us.
Or hour and a half.
Well, we didn't talk about Kaepernick the whole time.
Oh, okay.
We talked about ball, throwing that thing around.
The old pigskin.
All right, well, yes. The Patriots are playing Detroit on Sunday night, and Detroit is like any other town, Rich, has city council meetings.
And you're representing today. Your hat.
Yeah, well, it's the Tigers' hat.
Well, he kind of equals himself out. He's got the Boston Bruins shirt and the Detroit Tigers.
I put a lot of thought into this outfit. So we will be back, and we'll take you to Detroit for some of that stuff. Here are the headlines.
Karen Rich.
Money talk, boy. You the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I was in Detroit 2 weeks ago. I remember two of the days. Now,
is this playing everywhere you went?
I hope Shaughnessy goes in a city blighted. The riots of 1968.
We called it, Fred. Do you remember when it was the series? It was a Red Sox series.
It was Red Sox Detroit. Yeah, it was ALCS.
That's right. And we were just like, how many piano montages are there going to be with like a town downtrodden and beaten?
Yeah, since the riots in 1967 or 68, I can't remember.
Right.
The white flight left a gap. Now the auto industry, the plants all gone, and then they'll find that Packer plant. Yeah. That they'll go around. You're like, wow, like that, they don't make Packers anymore. and then they'll find that, which is I've never seen. But yes, it's an incredibly, incredibly dangerous place. I'll say it on the air. I was in Detroit with a friend of mine, and these guys in for the Jets games were like from Long Island, and they were like, wow, there's a lot of black people here. And you're like, yeah, the city's 80% black. Like, where do you live? Like, there's a lot of black people. Yeah.
This doesn't look like Hop Hog.
Yeah. This isn't
the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Damn.
Poor Jefferson is not like this.
No. But the one thing about Detroit is that there are many a story, and some of the news reports that we've gotten out of there have been just magical. As a matter of fact, one of our favorites, Andrea Isom, has done some of her reports from there, which we've played in the past. But let's get to some of the things going on in the news in Detroit. Are you ready, Fred?
I am always ready.
We first introduced you to Jeff Brown during 7 Action News at 5. He witnessed a man boldly dumping large chunks of wood from a flatbed along Kalsh on Detroit's East Side Tuesday in broad daylight. Brown says when he confronted the guy, the man took off. Brown tells us he jumped into action, got into his car, and tracked down the truck. He got a license plate number and called police, but the mess remained on the street and no one had been caught. Taking action for Brown, we did some digging and found Ihor Stakevich, a Warren resident.
Who also happened to steal the banner from the truck very recently.
Right. Yes. Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Like, look at all this wood. Let's take it.
If you want the wood back, Detroit Lions. Make duplicate wood.
I got a guy who works at the Greektown Casino that would love this wood.
The truck Brown described parked in the driveway. Wood covered his yard. Stakevich claims he hit a curb and the debris accidentally fell out. It's a little illegal to leave the wood in the street, so what I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
I think he's from the Midwest.
What was that name again?
Ihor Stakevich.
Sure. It's the name of the computerized horse that my son plays with, E-Horse.
E-Horse the Cabbage?
E-Horse the Cabbage.
Yeah, E-Horse the Cabbage.
You know, I don't take no crap from woman. Come on.
It's a little illegal to leave the wood in the street, so what I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
I mean, this is like the kindest womanizer.
Yeah. I don't take no orders. You can't make me say nothing.
Is this the guy, or this must be the father of the woman who gave us the tour at Prince's Paisley Park.
Yeah.
There. There's the guitar. Yeah. It looks like a heart. That's pretty sweet.
Did they record the Scandalous Sex Suite here? Oh, no, I don't think that's the record.
Recorded a lot of things here.
Excuse me, this Fine Young Cannibals record on the wall. Did Prince have something? What did he do on that album? Oh, I'm sure he did something.
I don't take orders from no woman.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Dukevich says he was planning to go back and clean up the wood, but only had $1 worth of gas.
If you clean up this wood right here in my pants, I might pick up the wood in the street, woman. I don't take no orders.
Right.
Like, stop. I'm a horrible guy.
Ihor Stakevich.
That's the Ihor sway. I don't take no crap from no woman.
That, I mean, look it.
Boom, you've been Ihorsed.
You've been Ihorsed, broad. Hey, Tutsurelg.
So you were saying that you were going back to clean up
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm Mr. Cleanup. Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean. I'm Mr. Clean Up.
Somebody said
I live in Warren, and I'm cleaning up Detroit. Go figure that one out.
But somebody said...
Wrap that around in your brain, Warren.
Boom, you've been e-horsed.
You've been e-horsed, Taggett Dukevich.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back, and you kept going. And
it must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
You know how many times you must tell them to shut up a day? Well, how do you plead? Not guilty. She was yelling all this stuff. I just said no. I don't hear you. Hello.
This is what Andrew Dice Midwest.
Andrew Dice Man. Midwest. Hickory Dickory Doc. You know the rest, you broad.
Andrew Dice Detroit.
Yeah, I'm from Warren.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Oh.
By the way. All right, Rich.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Right. Yes, of course. Well, there's more problems out there in Detroit. And being a reporter is obviously one of them.
Imagine being court and the woman's the judge. Sir, that I'm going to assign you to 30 days of community service.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
And then the judge goes, fair enough, sir. E-horse. Fair enough. I'm going to...
Ihor Stakevich.
All right. What else do we got?
By the way, I don't take no orders from no
women. So you're this woman and you're standing there and you have to take that. Well, sometimes you have to report outside of a home that's being squatted in, which is a big problem in Detroit. We know this. And sometimes the people who are in the house aren't very happy when the news shows up.
Is this sauce or ice?
Sauce.
Okay. Here we go.
This quiet Detroit neighborhood has been turned upside down since squatters moved into the house with the red door. Frustrated with the system, neighbors called me wanting help getting them out, and they didn't like it.
Oh, you're going to shoot us? You might shoot us.
Eventually, Chase...
Okay, I'll just hang out here.
You're going to shoot us?
Yeah, you're going to shoot us there. Yep, that guitar's pretty sweet.
Hey, E-Horse, are you going to shoot us? Not now. I don't take no orders from
no
woman.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Right. That's how you would play E-Horse, if you had a gun up to you.
Shoot me.
You go, shoot me. Nah. Now the thrill is gone.
I don't take no orders from no women.
The thrill's gone, right. Because I didn't do it on my own accord with my own brain. I had some broad tell me what to do, and I don't take no orders from no woman.
The games that don't buy me a new car, you horse. Well, no, new car's on the way, honey.
You might shoot us.
Eventually, Chase Bank, which owns the house, started the eviction process. Now their time is drawing near.
This is Ronnie with Channel 7. Are you guys moving out?
The voice behind the door tells me they are moving, but they aren't being nice about it. They pulled up alongside our truck, and then this happened.
Do you guys want to talk to us now? No, why not? Well, why are you stopping then? Don't even think about throwing that.
What the hell was that? So there is a giant, like, cup full of, like, this red sauce, and they just throw it. They look at this one, and she moves her head down, leans into the window as if they want to talk, and this guy in the back seat just takes a giant cup full of barbecue sauce and just throws it at her head.
Because who isn't driving around with a big cup of barbecue sauce?
Well, they took all they could get from the house, you see. I got to get this cup full of barbecue sauce out with me if I'm going to get evicted.
Well, it was my special E-horse, no broads allowed sauce.
E-horse, would you enjoy seeing that in person?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I appreciate
it. I don't eat cows, only bulls.
Well, maybe they should call you because...
Oh, yes, I'm Mr. Cleanup.
Okay, well, then that would be very appropriate at this place.
circled the block, ready for round two, this time with a bottle of barbecue sauce. But I learned my lesson and kept my distance. Late this afternoon, the bailiff arrived and moved the squatters out. Okay, so once again, the squatters are right here. They're about to leave the establishment. Just so you guys know, you're live on television. I wouldn't do that. So, as you can see, they're not the nicest neighbors that you want to live next to.
As opposed to most squatters.
Yeah. They pull up, polite. By the way, they're pulling up next to her, and they're looking at her, and while she's standing there, she moves back, and they're holding up something else that they're about to throw at her, and she runs behind the news van.
It was soy sauce at this point.
Right.
Back to you.
Well, Ronnie, I want to know, they threatened you with a drink and then barbecue sauce. What was the latest threat right then?
Well, that was barbecue sauce
more
there.
Barbecue. Okay.
Yeah, and just we're going to get out of here because they're about to come back, and...
So she's trying to run around the block.
Drive-by sauce throwing.
Drive-by saucing. Did you enjoy that, Mr. DeCavin?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We'll figure that one out.
What do you think the news reports are done?
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back, and you kept going. And
it
then...
must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Mr. DeKevich, I've put
up... E-Horse DeKevich.
DeKevich, I've built this erector set. What do you think?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Honey, could you go out and get me some tampons?
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women. Oh, yes, I'm Mr. Cleanup.
Are you now? Okay, well, I didn't need to know that about that.
I'm not Mr. Clean, I'm Mr. Clean Up.
What's he doing in Warren, just traveling around with a bunch of, in Detroit with a bunch of wood?
Oh, yes.
I have no idea.
We'll figure that one out.
Well, maybe we're trying to, as a matter of fact, right now.
Yes.
Mr. DeKavich.
E-Horse DeKavich.
Yes, E-Horse DeKavich.
DeKavich, what is 2 plus 2?
Oh, yeah.
2 plus 2? Yes.
We'll figure that one out.
I don't know. You've puzzled me.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We will be right back. We're going to talk to Jim Brewer at 9.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back, and you kept going. And
it must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, all right. Star Child. Citizens of the Universe. Record.
And Mookie, MVP chance every ballpark you go to this season.
My phone is in my pocket.
Is it ringing right now? Are you getting some phone calls?
No, I mean, it's probably gone now because all the champagne. So whoever, somebody send me a new phone, please. Oh, boy.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're a Toucher and Rich. Do your kids listen to music on their own now?
Yes,
yes.
They do. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I load their iPod, so I get to choose what they're listening to.
Okay, they don't have iPods. They just use our phones and use Spotify. Mm-hmm. What do they listen to?
Hank loves Weezer. He is a big fan of soundtracks. Like any movie he sees, he likes. He wants to hear the soundtrack. He loves Andrew WK. That might be his favorite.
All right, how about you, John?
Oh, shame to admit that one kid is now into Macklemore. You can believe that.
I can.
Yep, he's into Macklemore now.
Do you take after dad and rock the pit bull?
Yes, constantly. Mm-hmm. I go in there and it's on all the time. And the other kid listens to like top 40 stuff, like legit pop stuff.
Okay.
And every once in a while, the guy who listens to Macklemore will go to Tom Petty or something like that.
What is the unka chaka unka 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 chaka?
I can't stop this feeling.
Hooked on a feeling, right?
That's his favorite song.
Really?
Then he likes Cardi B.
Heck, you know what? Hank loves that song too. That I think that was in like Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's why.
Yeah,
he likes
you
know, it so
you
much.
Never saw that.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't sit through that thing. Cardi B. Who's the Sean Kingston?
Yeah. Is that Shorty Fire on the dance floor?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That song sucks.
It's not a good song. And that's like 10 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, so he's gotten into Cardi B.
Well, that's just because he's alive and he's that age. Like, that Cardi B is everywhere.
And, like, there's swears and stuff, and I'm just like, what am I going to do? like at this point, what am I going to do? Like, when I was 10, I had, like, Never Mind the Bollocks. I had, you know...
License to Ill.
I had License to Ill. that's right around the time I got the first Ghetto Boys record. So I'm like, what am I going to do at this point?
You know what? It's funny. Cardi B made me think about this because the new Maroon 5 song has like a big Cardi B thing in the middle of it. Have you seen all of the Atlanta rappers who are BS about Maroon 5 doing the Super Bowl halftime show in Atlanta?
Yeah, but like, the moon don't care. It's five on
the
one.
The Roon? Yeah,
the Roon get up there and T.I. steps. They'll be like, there's five of us and one of you, pal. And don't make us get the Moonies out.
the Moonies, they're fans.
These are the groupies.
They're big
yeah.
fan base, sure.
Yeah. I told you, you know, because Maroon 5 is rumored to be playing the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Is like the most, like, non...
Kick-ass, awesome.
But it's also, like, non-surprising. Maroon 5 is just kind of in that small list of, like, four or five names that are just there and omnipresent that
but if they
would
go...
be safe to put in the halftime
show. Okay, all right, envision this.
Okay.
Game's boring, okay? It's just some football game. Lights drop, confetti comes on. I got... What's he got? I got... Who even is that? Lights explode. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the move. And maybe Mick Jagger goes up there and he goes, what?
Hey.
What do you think about that, Ehorse the Gavage?
Oh, yes.
He would be a big fan of
He would be a big fan. He'd be a big fan, I meant to say, is what I was saying. Mm-hmm. I put a letter that's not appropriate there. He'd be a big fan. But what if, like, Beyonce went up there and started singing and asking the crowd to raise their hands?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yes.
Of course not. You know?
So fan is what I
was saying. By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
That's right.
Yeah, like the Pointer Sisters get up there and they're like, everyone put your hands in the air.
The Pointer Sisters.
I don't take no... Nah.
No, he would not.
I refuse
that.
To put my hands in the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jim Brewer, very funny Jim Brewer. He is playing the Chevalier Theater in Medford. Maybe look at what he might find in the road. He is going to join us. No commercials, just the headlines.